Okay, then very simply, I want to say that I subscribe to the previous comments on the legal front. It makes sense to me. But in addition, I want to make it even stronger, as I have in the past. I think this is a misguided motion. I don't think it's well-intentioned. I think it's mischievous, and I think it's malignant. And I mean every one of those M words. The purpose is good, but it's not the kind of thing we need to deal with. The whole... I forgot about malevolence. No, I didn't say malevolent.
Okay.
We need to have things that are terribly structured and have some purpose and can be implemented in a way that's reasonable and forward our work. And this doesn't do that.
I call the question.
Okay, the question is called.
A second.
There's a second to the call of the question. Those in favor, now we're not voting on the merits, we're just whether we close debate. Those in favor of calling the question, raise your card.
Of
calling the question only. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Opposed? 1 and abstention? 1. Okay, the question has been called. Those in favor of the motion as described and read.
No, we can't vote.
I said that. That's right. So we're going to hold the vote until after public comment. So I'm going to actually move the agenda. We'll look at the next item. Now it is listener sponsors on finance and GM valuation. I'm kind of sorry to report that I don't have all the information here. One of the things we were trying to do is to determine around the network how other... Okay. Well, shall we go to Flint first?
Yeah.
All right, let's do Flint and Hustler Magazine first. We'll go back to A. The reason I wanted our GM to speak first was that she did touch briefly on this subject. So now it's just an item, the second, number 8A, Flint Hustler Magazine letter. Chair recognizes Lydia.
Given that we have updated information also from the general manager in terms, and I have received some calls also from board members who have said they favor this and then teach them right after reading everything, and also now that we know that in May should come back, there isn't any news, anything. I would like to first just get an informal sense of the body before we go on to get a proposal for an ad hoc committee to see if we are still in favor of doing a statement or not. Just the sense of the body, but I think
There's no motion before.
No, but there was a recommendation.
You're going to have to make some kind of formal motion because I don't think it's appropriate to take a straw poll.
But I thought that what happened at the last LSC meeting was that it was left that he was going to have a conference call and there was going to be a statement. So this body left it with a specific motion in mind. And what I am just saying is it has that changed in terms of the will of the body. If you want a motion, then okay, if you want to structure this motion, then I will move that we not send a statement or a letter and then see that we can have this body if we have that motion.
Okay, that motion has been moved and seconded. Ed? Oh, I'm sorry. Who had the point of order? Oh, Kimberly, I didn't hear that.
I don't know if those people know what we're talking about, and I don't know if there can be a statement, like, in general, what the Hustler issue is.
Would that be helpful to listener sponsors?
Give us some context, please.
Yeah. Maybe there's someone who could do it better than I.
Do you want me to do it?
Is there, Sonali, but speak loudly, okay?
Yeah, I'll be brief.
Yeah.
About 6 months ago, there was a conflict that erupted on email between Not In Our Name, Hustler magazine, and a KPFK programmer named Aura Bogado, because she took issue with Not In Our Name having an alliance with Hustler magazine on an issue regarding the Republican National Convention. Not In Our Name inappropriately sent out her private email to the whole world, including Hustler, and it was the start of a very, very ugly flame war, which has resulted in Hustler essentially maligning Aura Bogado in a very sexist and racist manner in the pages of their pornographic magazine, depicting her in visual images, inciting rape against her. There is even a two-page spread showing women who are bonded and have their mouths filled, and a message in the corner that says, "This one's for you, Aura." And have basically, tried to discredit her, destroy her, and this station has done nothing about it. And as a staff representative, well, okay, I was just supposed to get background, so I will.
Okay, before we go ahead, we'll get back to the staff. There's a point of information.
I contacted Not In Our Name because I wrote a pretty outrageous email. They say that they were not a party to the turning over the email that Los Angeles State Not In Our Name project.
Okay, now we're going to go back to the stack, and it's Ed, David, and Sonali. Ed.
Before knowing that we had written a letter, I formulated this motion, which is before you, all I want to say about it is that I would like to have it voted upon so that if the issue doesn't come up again or the National Board decides not to go ahead with it, then underneath. But if it comes back to you, to apply again, then the board properly should be at least a party to be heavily involved with the civic mission and our legal responsibilities and so on. That we do have a role in it and that we assume responsibility. I'm not saying to the exclusion of it, I'm not saying to the exclusion of the board. I'm just there's motion that they have a committee to deal with it if it comes back upon it.
Yes, and that motion would, of course, not be before us. The motion that's before us is Lydia's motion, but that is pending, depending on the resolution of Lydia's motion. David?
I just want to say that I think representative change is exactly right. There are a lot of complex contradictory issues that we need to target. And I like the idea that the agent obviously they did not feel that she had the consensus appropriate to moving forward with a specific response. But I think it's appropriate for us to continue to ask that she, be a point person on it to develop that. If we have an ad hoc body, we need to get Carrie Rose a draft response. Other people draft it. I think we can do that work and continue to do the work, but ultimately the student manager should make the decision to represent the station. If we come up with something separate, we can, but I think for her sake, because it continues to be appropriate, which is that she gives her judgment to do the those people she needs to be at her response. I will say that I wanted to draft something, that I wanted to be in contact about it.
Well, just clarification, and then Sonali's
next.
And then
I just want to be clear. Are we now saying
that we are going to reconsider it, but if we go forward, if there's reason to go forward, then this is the process that we would use.
Yeah. Okay. No, no, I'm sorry, I don't think that is true. I think we need to read Lydia's motion so we know exactly what we're discussing. Can I do that, or could you?
Lydia moves that no statement or letter response to Hustler magazine be issued at this time.
Right. So that motion ends the process, and so it depends. Yeah, then it depends how that's resolved, how we would go on to it. Is there any further discussion? I believe it was Sonali was next.
Dave, did you say that you didn't think there was a consensus on that phone call?
There was a consensus on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought there were several very different approaches that were articulated, and some political differences as to language and dealing with a whole bunch of...
No, I'm not, I guess I... My reading of that phone call, which included a lot of people, and I was really happy that there were so many people, was that there was uniformity on the fact that people disapproved of what happened, and something needed to be done about it. Okay, that's all. That's fine. So that's what I remember. And if this body decides to do nothing about this vicious attack, let me tell you, I as a programmer do not feel in the least bit safe working at KPFK if I know that I'm going to be attacked by right-wing forces and my station will not come to defend me. When Ward Churchill was attacked by right-wing forces and his colleagues didn't come to his aid, leftists decried that. If the same thing is going to be happening at KPFK, this is no safe place for a programmer to be, no safe place for a programmer to express themselves and to, you know, a programmer should be able to expect a simple defense when the attack is so outrageous and so outlandish and so extremist and so racist and sexist. The attack in itself leaves me in no doubt that our response cannot be wishy-washy or wavering. And I am frankly extremely surprised by the sentiment I'm getting here, different from what was on the call and different from the last meeting.
Okay, before I go to the next person on the stack, I'm just going to do just a little clarification. It's important that we understand that the general manager has this broad spectrum of opinion of what should go in the letter. It wasn't that management did not want to act, it's that they didn't know how to act because eventually, in talking with management, they felt that there were so many perspectives that they didn't know how to craft a letter that would include all of them.
That I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, okay. So, next on the stack.
Time's up. Time's up.
The time's up. Okay. One moment. Is there a... I would entertain a motion to extend for 3 minutes. Five. All right, it's been moved and seconded that we extend by five. Is there any objection to doing that? Seeing no objection, the chair is going to actually call on people in order, and you will be on that list. Let's keep it to 1 minute. Margaret.
I'd like to hear what Eva has to say, then I'd like to comment.
Okay. Kimberly, will you also defer to Eva first? All right, Eva, go ahead.
The response I received after the conference call was very different because people after the conference call had finally read the correspondence. So that was part of the reason why there was no consensus on the issue. The people didn't read the correspondence before. I still maintain that the other thing that we need to do is to address the issues in programming, not necessarily Hustler, but the issue of violence against women or inciting violence against women's pornography or whatever. I believe that that's another way to address the issue.
Now, Margaret.
Yeah, listen, I haven't read all of the correspondence and wasn't part of the meeting. I did see some of the images in Hustler targeting Arabs that I thought were both racist, sexist, and outrageous, and threatening. And with that in mind, I think whatever it is, if it's a letter, if it's an ad hoc committee that gets together and looks at all of the different approaches and then proposes something, but I do agree that something has got to be done. I am not of the ilk, as many of you know, in the women's network that I work in. The issue of pornography of sex workers has been one that has been very contentious in the women's movement. There are several sex worker organizations in the women's network that I'm a part of, and they have a very specific point of view of not wanting to be attacked and blamed for violence against women. So, but that is, I think, not the issue we're discussing here. The issue we're discussing here is that some response is needed given what happened. So I'll leave it at that. I think that if it's not a letter, then it has to be some grouping to come together and look at the various opinions and see how to move forward.
Okay, as Chair, I'm just going to announce that we're going to take Kimberly and Sherna, and then I'm going to ask the body if they will... Arturo, I didn't see you. And after those three quick comments, we'd like to go to a vote on Lydia's motion. Kimberly.
I agree with Margaret that the images and Sonali, that the images in Hustler were horrible, racist, sexist, and violent, and that some response is needed. But I don't see, I understand how difficult it was for the management to write a letter with all, it was 22 people on the phone call and 10 people sending different versions. In addition, I don't think that a letter is the best idea. When Martin Luther King received thousands of death threats and had his house bombed, the SCLC didn't write a letter to the KKK saying, you know, we disapprove of you bombing the house. And I think that we have to acknowledge, if we're going to work for KPSK and work with KPSK, we are putting ourselves in a certain position. We are fighting for freedom and justice, and there are certain things that come with that. And I think that we've got to think about not just defending AURA, but also defending the station and KPSK, and that by writing a letter to Hustler, all that's going to do is bring it up again. When now we've seen in May that they're not talking about it anymore, all it is going to bring it up. That's not good for AURA, that's not good for the station.
All right, thank you. I'm sure now.
I'm totally with the part of what Kimberly said, but additionally, I think that perhaps what is needed is a simple policy statement that can be posted on the KKK website in terms of freedom of expression, etc. I think it's a mistake to have a letter to Hustler.
And finally, Arturo.
Just going back to the original motion, there is no mention of any letters being written to Hustler Magazine. I voted in favor of that motion.
You're talking about my motion.
Yeah, the motion, the original motion that we visited at our last meeting. I'm in favor of voting again for that motion. And I would add that a commentary could come out on the air, actually, you know, so that, you know, the listeners are aware of this attack. And we don't need to get involved in tit for tat with Hustler Magazine. It's just a stance that we need to take, and you know, if they respond, they respond. But we don't need to get involved with them directly. It's just a decision that we need to do by agreement. We need to support the program in this case.
Okay, now I'm hoping that we can go to a vote, but I have no power to impose a vote. Okay, the question is called for.
Are we going to wait for listener comment on this or not?
That's absolutely right. I forget.
But we have to call. We'll vote to close debate, yeah.
We need clarity on what we're dealing with.
That's right. Yes, well, we can close debate with the question. But he's pointing out that we can't go to a vote, theoretically, without Mr. Connor. Okay.
My question is, they have a proposal.
Right.
Which you should not make a substitute. I'm sure that's not a vote, which you should not make a substitute.
Right.
Is there a close debate on this motion? Is there time on the agenda for those others to be put on the floor so that they can be voted on it instead? Or if you keep that, it's not contradictory.
It's not contradictory.
Yeah. Here's the dilemma of the chair. When you have a motion in front of you,
right,
You have a motion in front of you. You can't, until you resolve that motion, up or down, you cannot go to another motion on the floor.
I understand. What I'm asking is, once you close the debate on this motion, will we consider other motions relevant to this topic, or will we move the agenda?
Well, we would actually move the agenda. The time is up on this agenda item. However, if the body wished, we could have the other motion introduced, and they could be voted head-to-head.
They're not
merged.
Well, the problem is that we move the agenda and
they were on the
table. Yeah.
I'd like to make sure there's time so that after closing debate on this question, we can have the other motion come forward as well. So
before this one is resolved?
We vote on it after we hear the comments.
Yeah.
We might have those other motions available for a vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're not.
Yes. Go ahead.
What you might be able to do is say Lydia's motion amended, say, and you need to amend that.
That would be most acceptable. Let's see if we can do that.
I would accept that, but it's too late for me to accept that.
No, we didn't vote on the question. It was called. Would the maker of the call of the question withdraw?
I withdraw.
Okay, and the second is withdrawn?
Withdraw.
Okay, I'm going to recognize Ed for purposes of amending the Brazil motion with his.
Hey, Steve, you get my point.
At the end of Lydia's motion, then she'll say, and that the case will say the appointment that we have refined the motion and
Yeah, we're going to get the exact wording from her. They were passed out. We have one. Okay, that amendment has been seconded. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Sure enough.
I object. Because this specifically refers to a response to House Motion 6. And to me, that is very problematic. It can be made more general. That's something else. But I find it extremely problematic. I oppose responding to House Motion 6.
Okay, but in such case you could vote against the amendment. That would be.
That's not a principal position. A direct response to Hustler is that there's all we find is getting step involved and certainly not to.
Okay, you could change it to appropriate response.
Yeah, appropriate response.
With regard to, don't say response.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. And we need to get, Casey, would you change that and give it to the secretary?
Okay.
Would the body be willing to go to a vote on the amendment?
Casey, would you?
Oh, excuse me.
We can vote on the amendment, can't we?
No, we wouldn't have to debate necessarily because listener sponsors deserve to know what we're voting on.
Yeah.
So I would approve of voting to add that amendment and then not voting on the whole motion until after listener sponsor comments.
I have the whole motion.
She has the whole motion.
Okay, thanks. If this is correct. Lydia Bazan moves that no statement or letter response to Hustler magazine be issued at all at this time and that the KCFK LLC agency amendment for it. Appoint an ad hoc committee to develop an appropriate response with regard to the Hustler magazine issue discussed at the February LLC meeting and that the committee report back to the LLC at the April LLC meeting.
Yes, I believe that's appropriate.
Could we say in consultation with the general manager and our
is that a given?
Is it a given
that this will be done in consultation with the management?
It's not a given that it'll be done in consultation.
No.
With
okay.
That's what I would like to see.
Yeah, that's right. So I I think we should really deal with that.
If nobody opposes it, that is...
Right, so your amendment, just give us your amendment.
Simply in consultation with General Manager and our Regal.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion over that? Kimberly.
The statement still says develop a response to Hustler Magazine.
No.
With regard to...
Well, if this amendment passes, it would not say that.
Okay.
If the amendment which Casey just read to us is passed, that is altering those words.
Well, there's two places, just to be sure, there's two places in here where it says response to, in the first sentence and in the last sentence. So,
oh, I don't have it.
Actually, there's about three places in this.
What's
at least three where it says response to Hustler Magazine. So if you want to actually not have it mean response to Hustler Magazine, then that needs to be taken out.
Okay, well, we're not...
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Does everyone understand the amendment that Israel just put forward about consultation with management of the power? Okay. That was moved and seconded. Those in favor of that amendment, consultation, would you raise your card?
The consultation.
There's an amendment.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Opposed? Abstaining? 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm going to rule now that the amendment now has the wording of Casey and Israel. And the reason we're going to vote on this amendment prior to public comment is that will give the public a clear idea of what the final motion will be. So, with the wording of Casey and Israel, if you support that amendment being altering the motion, raise your card.
Can you read it?
Okay, they want it read. Go ahead.
Okay. No statement or letter response to Hustler Magazine be issued at this time, and that the KKK LLC appoint an ad hoc committee to develop an appropriate response with regard to the Hustler Magazine issue discussed at the February LLC meeting in consultation with the general manager and Laura Bogato, and that the committee report back to the LLC at the April LLC meeting.
Okay, folks. Let's try to get this taken care of. All right. Go ahead, Lydia.
I think we'll have to ask Ed, but I thought that the point was if there was something new,
I really consider that. I think that there should be a committee. I think that it is proper that the LSB take a stand on such matters. It's an important opportunity. I mean, these particular mistakes are going to come up again. So that should be a policy for the LSB to have to discuss this and have a committee to develop an appropriate public posture.
Okay. The question we're actually out of time, and so we should go to a vote on the amendment.
So there's no discussion?
Well,
on the amendment, I'm sorry.
Yeah, on the amendment only.
Yeah,
this is the other amendment.
Yeah. Well, it's now a combined amendment. It's Casey's wording and Israel's wording. Are those in favor, raise your card. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Cards down. Opposed? Abstention? 1. Okay. Then we'll come back to this after public comment.
Point of order?
Go ahead, please.
I personally would like to resurrect the same motion that Tsunami introduced that time, and I'm wondering if that is come out of order now, or...
And,
Second time.
Okay, here's the problem. We have set times for specific agenda items, and we set actually 10 minutes for this one. And then we extended the time, so I wouldn't allow this to go ahead unless there was a motion to extend time on this agenda
item. He just made a motion.
Can I
okay,
it?
There's a motion to extend by 5 minutes. Is there a second?
Right here.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded, and we'll go directly to a vote. Those in favor of extending for 5 minutes the issue of this agenda item, raise your card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Opposed. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9 abstentions. 1, 2. Of those...
Three abstentions.
Oh, three. Where's the third one?
Down there.
Oh, okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. Of those present and voting, and abstentions don't count, the motion fails.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move the agenda and... Unfortunately,
so there is no more discussion that is on the item is over.
There won't be any more discussion, but after
we spend all our time crafting this.
Two for and two against after public comment. Okay. Listener sponsors on finance and GM valuation. I don't know if we're going to be prepared to go ahead. You'll recall that... Okay, David, I'll recognize David.
The original request was to delay that until we dealt with the question of whether it's going to cause any problem with information requests being proposed to the committee. We haven't had a chance to deal with it. We're still struggling at the national level on this information request issue, and I'd like to table this for another...
Could affect, we want to listen to the response from the listeners on main point, like the Harrison Wild, over that we deserve to start showing the same thing.
That's right. It might be in the listener sponsor's best interest to let us do committee reports before we go ahead. The chair recognizes Terry Goodman on board training.
Okay, for over a year, I've advocated the creation of a LSD education committee to research available board training options so that this board could get trained and be more efficient.
What was item 8, the second one, have we moved from that item?
No. We're still on it. We actually added, we have two things.
But we skipped one.
Oh, we skipped added. One. Well, we added board training and we have on-air.
Oh, right. Why aren't we doing the on-air?
Well, we could. All right, yeah. People want to do that first, that's no problem.
I have a copy of a message from Dave, but he didn't bring it. I have the text of
All right, the chair recognizes, David.
Yeah, you've been saying there were decisions going to go ahead with it.
Yes, absolutely.
The thing that has an issue is the production of it. I was just going to move to ask that Alan and the research program and that we follow the ad program the rules by which people will appear on.
All right. That's a motion that will go before the body at this time. Is there a second to that? It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? It is true that management is fully willing and able and ready to have this program produced. Margaret.
Question. I'm wondering, since Alan is also part of the board and I assume would be wanting to participate in such a program, that we might want to consider reduction happening by someone who's also not a board member and therefore be part of the reporting crew.
Can we hear from
you
about the best way to
Let's hear from Alan before we go ahead.
Yeah, no, I had no idea. I appreciate the gesture, but on the one hand, I concur with Margaret, and of course, I'm hoping to be on the weekend.
Okay. Now, let's go to Eva and then Arturo.
I think it's simple. Choose a couple of people, let's start the first program, get on the air, open the phone lines, and it's done.
Arturo.
No. I've been thinking about this, and I personally think that instead of having 1 hour, which would be once a month or whatever, that I would think that would be more of the benefit for our station and the board that would have maybe like a 10-minute report or a 15-minute report, and that can be rotated. And at the end of the report, we encourage the input from the listeners in writing, so that we can get a solid feedback as to what the listeners really want, instead of trying to retrieve it from a recorder or from an email that might crash. And I think that would be better, because that report can move around. It could come out in the morning, maybe 3 times, and in the afternoon, maybe 3 times, and in the evening, maybe 3 times, and then in the middle of the night, maybe another 3 times. And I think that would fulfill a better way of outreaching the listeners.
Okay. I just want to warn this body that we better not get into too much detailed planning, because we're not going to plan the program here. I think Arturo's comments are very valuable, but I would suggest the board create a team to do it rather than debate the thing. Arturo should serve on that and so on. Now we have a motion in front of us.
Okay, let me read it and you tell me if it's correct. Dave Adelson moves that as KKK Madison is willing and ready to have an on-air report to listeners by the LSC, that Alan Minsky agreed to produce such a program in conjunction with the program oversight committee.
I'm going to draw the motion based on these suggestions.
Can I say? All right, let's go to Alan and Ed.
is one of the things that, and I think I did speak a little with David about this, but you know, Christine or Aura or I, assuming it's not early morning show, because it was then Thatcher, of course we'd be available to help out, you know, if we're staff paid producers. So maybe just say a staff paid producer.
No.
That's okay with David.
Okay. Now,
I thought it was seconded already. Doesn't it belong to the body once it's been seconded?
That is absolutely true. Ed, go ahead.
I hope Alan does it. The reason I hope he does it. The reason I hope Alan does it is because he is part of this board. He knows our limitations. I never met Ara. I really had trouble remembering her name until about 2 weeks ago. I don't know the other person either. We're talking about a radio show, not a boring report by a bunch of people that nobody heard of. We want to make sure that people listen and respond to it. I want somebody who fits and who understands the content, the dynamic of this, and how to translate that into something that's on the air and appeals. And I don't know anyone. Those other two people have not been here. I think Alan is the right person to be part of it.
Now, Ed, Dave, before you leave, let's make it clear. David made a motion that included Alan, but Alan can designate someone else to work with him. He can collaborate with other people. So I'm going to rule that the motion that David made is still on the floor.
He withdrew it.
Well,
he can't. It belongs to the body.
Can make an amendment?
Wait, one moment. Actually, the maker of the motion can't just withdraw a motion because it becomes property of the body. And even though it names Alan, Alan can do what he thinks is necessary to make this work by identifying another producer and so on.
Mr. Chairman.
So,
Mr.
Chairman.
Wait. Yes, one moment. So let's see if we can't resolve this quickly. I don't think we should burn up 20 minutes on this. All right, Israel.
I described to Alan Jessison a substitute staff person for his name, and there's no problem. That's what I move an amendment to that effect.
I second.
Okay, did you get that?
Staff producer. That's all. Substitute that for Alan McKee.
Call the question on the amendment.
Okay, the question has been called on the amendment.
Second.
Okay, and we do have a stack, so Sherna and others are on the stack. I just want to resolve this quickly. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. We haven't gotten into the standing committee reports yet. Those in favor of calling the question on Israel's amendment, raise your card.
Calling the question.
We're not voting on the amendment, just so we can vote. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Opposed. Abstaining. 1, 2. All right, we're 3, 4. 4 abstentions. Who moved to call the question? It was over here. Terry Goodman. Okay, so let's do this. Let's vote on the amendment that Israel just proposed. Do you have it, or should we have Israel repeat it?
That we substitute the word staff producer for the word Alan and
Okay, those in favor of the amendment, raise your card. Please, St. Patrick's Day, I'm supposed to be out drinking Irish coffee. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14, opposed.
On order, this motion may not make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Let me explain why the chair thought it made sense. David, when you named Alan, he resisted that. And so you tried to withdraw your motion. I ruled that motion still exists on the table. And the amendment simply replaces Alan with some other
I'm trying to clarify something here.
All right, go ahead.
Not just respect, but the other thing cannot appoint paid producers to what's your job. So you should really leave that up to the station. I strongly recommend, if you don't recommend, my recommendation is that you let two people to work with management after they do the show. Alternatively, management can work with the program oversight committee to produce the show.
Yeah, well, there's a million ways this can be done. All right, in as much as the general manager, I'm sorry, go ahead. Yes, that's right. I was just trying to solve the problem of replacing Alan with some other producer.
Okay. I mentioned something.
I have more producers.
Well, no, I'm going to resolve this.
Okay.
I'm starting to dig at my heels because I want to resolve this. Let's have you withdraw your amendment.
Happy to.
Okay.
Happy to do it.
The second is withdrawn.
Happy to do it. You let Dave withdraw his.
I think the business we're trying to conduct is more important than playing word games, and we're bogged down in word games. We want this program to be produced, and if the general manager does not want us naming someone, I'm just going to go back. I'm really becoming kind of impatient because I don't want to spend any more time on this.
Can we just amend it by striking that first half if that's time down to do it and redirect?
No. All right, just a moment. Let's recognize
here. There's another issue here. When we discussed this originally, it was that there be an alternation that includes enforcement, EMD, LSD. It was not simply a regular report from the LSD, and this one totally changed.
Move to refer to the Programming Oversight Committee.
No.
All right, David.
It's recommended that there be such a concrete show, but it specifies that the Programming Oversight Committee would determine the mechanism for choosing who is going to be on it from our body each time our LSD show came up. So it comes to the same thing as asking the Programming Oversight Committee to develop the show.
Which means taking people on the board and picking mechanism by how they get paid. So I would like to amend the original motion to strike the part that assigns down, ask the Programming Oversight Committee for the CTM to establish the show.
All right.
Is that acceptable to all board members?
Okay,
we have a stack and raise it for number one. Go ahead.
You know, I'm really wondering, we come up with the idea, we get upset all about the heartless magazine has attacked our God. We get really outrageous. Heartless magazine did not attack our God. As she said, attacked the women movement. Then when we come to the question, we are questioning who's going to do it. The women Christine and our God cannot do it, Alan could do it. Then we become very chauvinistic that, you know, that he's the only one could do it. What is this? Let the management decide and what's wrong to have the women do it.
Okay, the stack is Eva, Bill, and Margaret.
And me?
No. And who? Margaret, is that? No, excuse me. No, it's Eva. Do you have any further comments?
I believe that this program will probably end Friday night at 7 p.m. in the Friday night slot. Just so you know.
Okay, Bill.
Well, I just want to support the idea that let's just have programming rooms that can work with you. We'll take the spirit of the board here. That's what we need to do.
I agree. It's not a complication.
It shouldn't be. Okay.
Margaret.
I second that emotion.
Okay, so let's hear the motion. We should go to a vote.
Okay, tell me if this is the amendment. Motion would then become, if KKK management is willing and ready,
have an on-air report to listeners by the LSC that such a program be produced by the Programming Oversight Committee in conjunction with the General Manager.
Moving on, is there a call for the question?
Oh yeah.
Call.
The question is called to close debate. Just raise your cards if you wish to close debate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, or you can tell the talk to death. Opposed? None? Abstentions? Okay, let's go to a vote. Does the body need to have it reread?
No.
Okay, those in favor of this motion as amendment? We have to wait until public comment. Okay, the Secretary is asking, who called the question on that vote?
Well, I did.
It was Margaret and Okay, now the Chair recognizes Terry Goodman on board training.
Okay, continue where I left off. Before the Washington, D.C. National Board meeting, I lobbied them with a detailed proposal for a P&B education committee that would research alternatives for LSD regarding board training, anti-oppression training, career advancement education with partial reimbursement from Pacifica for staff, a staff exchange program whereby a staff member at one station could swap positions with a staff member at another station for a single month, details about low-cost alternative housing, all that kind of stuff. And that was not never made it to the national board. It had a budget of $25,000. What did make it to the national board was a change in the budget authorizing $25,000 a year for board training. That's all that happened. That what was approved by the national board did not specify who was going to be trained in the board training. So that might be $25,000 that the PMB is going to use to train themselves, or it might be a pool of money that the local station boards can use to train local station board members. All my resolution was doing was asking for money, because before I go scouting what training options are available and trying to get bids, or before anybody else does it, or before we have an education committee do it, we got to know that there's going to be money to pay for it. So the resolution simply says, if I can find it, whereas the PMB has budgeted $25,000 for board training in fiscal year 2005, resolve that the KPFK local station board requests that the executive director approve allocation of up to $4,000 to fund professional board training of the KPFK LSB. That's it. Just asking for money. If we get it, then we decide what to do with it.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion?
Well,
seeing no discussion, we don't even have to call the question. If there's no discussion, we can move directly to a vote.
After listener comment.
Oh, excuse me.
Actually, it wasn't.
Okay.
But we'll get to
so
that later.
That motion has been moved and seconded, and we'll have public comment, and then we'll vote. If I'm not mistaken, that concludes the agenda of old business. And okay, the time. Right. Here's what I would like to propose, that we move to committee report before the PMB, then take public comment and go to some votes. then come back and take the PMV report for directors. Is there any objection to that?
Can we also take work leave as notes to the report for both members?
Yes, we should do that. I think what we'll do, if it's acceptable, we'll do agenda items 5 and 6, and then public comment. All right. I'm seeing no objections. Jen?
I just want to make sure that the public comment is at a time certain. We're giving us plenty of time to vote out.
Well, it's going to be difficult to do a time certain because we're not sure what these committee reports, how much time they're going to take. But why don't we reevaluate that in a moment?
What I'm saying is, if a committee report has to be after public comment, I think we have to get to the point because we've had too many meetings in our lives where there's public comment and then we don't get to vote. And then by the time we come back, it's like a month later, everybody wants to re-debate it, nobody remembers, it's irrelevant, not in the picture.
Okay, sure.
No, it's possible that not all committees have motions, that perhaps we take the reports from the committees that have motions. So we get listener comment reaction, and then we go to the vote, and then finish the other committee reports after that.
So moved.
Okay, we won't take a motion on that. We'll just be a procedural agreement. May I ask then, let's go ahead. Does the management evaluation have a motion?
No.
Okay, then we'll come back to you. Finance development, a motion?
You know, all the time that I have.
Yes. All right. Then I recognize the presenter for finance itself. Okay. Donna.
I don't know how to say this, but is it possible to do the structure committee and then have public comment and then come back and do the other committee report?
Well, the proposal was that any committee that has a motion that we would take now, the body has a right to revisit that decision. Donna, you're saying we should do structure, then take maybe 15 minutes of public comment, then go to votes, then take the others and Rodrigo's motion, and then have the other 15 minutes. Is that it?
Yeah.
Is there any objection on the board to Donna's proposal? Yes.
It's already 9:09. I think we should do Rodrigo's motion, go to public comment for 15 minutes, vote on the resolution, the motion so far, and then go to the committee report, because we may not get through the committee report till 10 o'clock if there are motions involved.
That's right. Okay, let's take Margaret first and then Donna.
Yeah, I just want some clarification, because would that mean that if there are other committees in some structure that then have resolutions that they're putting forward, that they will put forward those resolutions after the public comment?
Yeah, but we'd only take 15 minutes of public comment. They would
then go back.
And we would go back to the second 15 minutes. Okay, we're going to go to Donna and then Lydia. Or let's go to Lydia while Donna's
there. But the structure, there were several things that were structure that we had to do with the things we have to work for in the third section, including the areas of wild issues. The structure needs to be for reform public comment.
That's right. And actually, I believe that was the... Okay, may I make this proposal? We do structure and Rodrigo's motion, then do public comment, and then go to a vote, and then come back to the rest of the committee. Is there any objection to that?
How much time are we going to have for public comment?
Okay, it's 30 minutes, but it'll be broken into 15 and 15.
Okay.
Okay.
With everybody here?
You know, I hate to do that because it would take time. I think we should move ahead. I'm actually going to move ahead.